Hello.
Hi there, it's Stephen Hart.
Yeah, Luca.
Hi, my name's James, calling from MMA Legal. Just in regards to the Scottish redress.
Right.
Just to let you know, all our calls are recorded for any quality purposes. I do appreciate a call yourself. Just for data protection, can you confirm the first line of your address in your postcode for me?
It's Stephen.Hart242HIQ, Stephen Hart.
Okay, and are there any other addresses at all that you may have?
8 Hunsby Street, I was saying, at my mum's.
No, we've not got that. Could you confirm the date of birth for me?
11/2/1981.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. So, the reason for the call, Stephen, is just to get to know a bit about you, the background, and how this has affected you and how care has affected you.
Yeah.
We are also here to just gather a bit of information, and then we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to gather that information, obviously, from social workers or any sort of institute that you have been in and been involved in.
Right.
Now, just like I said, touching on getting to know you, obviously it is a sensitive subject, but it is stuff that we do need to know, and stuff that we need to establish so we know where we need to go from here. Have you ever suffered with anxiety and depression, PTSD, anything like that?
I suffer from anxiety and depression right now.
Okay.
And I have some problems.
Okay, not a problem. Stuff being since you've coming off the test.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Not a problem, that's fine. And have you ever had any sort of alcohol substance abuse because of this?
Yeah, definitely from substance what, 8.
Okay, not a problem. And is that both alcohol and drugs, is it?
Well, I would say started with which I call it, like smoking, things like that, which I thought, because I didn't do any of that, so I didn't think of it. I started to smoking, and then it was drinking, and then stuff like that, after that.
Okay, not a problem. And are you currently under any mental health team at all?
I have to go and see a CP in the morning.
What was that, sorry?
I have to go and see, CP in the morning, would you call it the mental health team?
Okay, and is that a mental health team or through your GP?
It's Florence Street.
Florence. So is that between you, or so is your GP arranged for that, or is that through a mental health
team? No, I ended up through the team and for a crisis team.
Okay, crisis team. Okay, not a problem. That's fine. Have you got any, have you had to change your name before to it, or have you always had, have you got a government name, or?
I've got this is the same name.
The same name, okay. Not a problem. And have you ever had any suicidal attempts?
Yes.
You have, okay. Not a problem. Have you ever been hospitalised for the suicidal attempts?
Yeah, one, maybe twice.
Okay, not a problem. And if you give us permission to write to your authorities on your behalf and obviously obtain any information that we need.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now, also, Stephen, sorry, some of the information that we get, obviously, it's going to be about yourself and it's going to be quite sensitive.
Uh-huh.
Potentially the information in there that you're not aware of, or that you have forgot. When we have that information, would you like us to share it with you, or would you like us to...
No, I would like to share it with me, definitely.
Okay, not a problem. That's perfect. And going through this process, would you prefer a male or female to discuss the matters with you, or are you not fussed?
I'm not fussed.
Okay, not a problem. That's good. Now, just for a bit of clarity, going forward, the timeline for this whole process would be roughly around 8 to 10 months.
Uh-huh.
That is pretty much out of our hands, that's dependent on the government and how how quickly they move, as well as the people that we write to, social workers and authorities, etc. Just in regards to the fees as well, so we're being transparent with you, and you're aware of your options. You can actually go to the Scottish Redress yourself, which that's completely up to you, but it might not be 100% accurate or fitting for what you should obtain, really. In other words, we wouldn't want you to go away and get less than you could potentially get back. Secondly, some solicitors don't charge you at all, but you do have an agreement with the redress company, so they'll get about £2,000 regardless if you win or lose. And they're paid back from the government, so basically they won't really have your best interest at heart to get them paid anyway. Now I can't tell you if they would take any amount off you, and I can't tell you exactly what their fees would be, but our fees would be 16% plus VAT, so it's capped at around 19.2%, and that doesn't matter how much work or how little work we do have to do. We can just we can just ensure that it's not going to go for fees of 20%.
If I'm wrong, you can do it,
I guess. Yeah, so just so we've got it on this call, I'm just going to, I'm just...
No, we're
holding. So, have you already been through it? So have you already had redress?
I've already spoke to somebody.
Yeah, so it's us, MMA Legal.
Right.
Yeah, so we're I'm just literally reiterating everything that we've done. Yeah, just so we've got a compliance on the call, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you happy for with those conditions for us to proceed?
Yeah.
Okay. Also in your agreement there was a 14-day cooling off period. Would you like us to restart that 14-day period for you, or are you happy for us to just commence and get cracking from now?
I just get it on, I.
Yeah, okay, well, not a problem. Also, what's a good time to call yourself, Stephen? Have you got a preferred time, evening,
afternoon?
Afternoon, okay. Brilliant. I'm going to just double check that I've got everything here for you. And your GP, your current GP, or the GP, have you consistently been there, or have you changed GP? You've been to a few different ones. Okay. Who is it that you're registered with now, because we'll be able to obtain all of your records through them?
Mount Florida Medical Centre.
What's that? Sorry, can you just repeat that?
Mount Florida Medical Centre.
Mount Florida?
Mount Florida.
M-I-G-H-T. M for Mike?
M-O-U-N-T.
Oh, Mount Florida. Sorry, it's all there. It's all there. Accent, Stephen, that's all. Do you know the postcode there at all?
Haven't got a clue.
No, okay. What area is it in?
It's in Glasgow. It's in, between Shoreland. Dublin Hill area. What, Hampton?
Okay. Let me just make sure I can find that for you. Give me a second.
I'll do the same thing to that. I'll check that on my phone.
G429LQ 183 Prospect Hill Road.
I've just got one bit there.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And your current address as well, Stephen, can I take that? Because we've got we have flat 2. That's what sheet. So can I just take your current
address? I think you've got sheet.
Okay, not a problem. And where is it? So, where where is it you're saying now, sorry?
Garturk.
How are you spelling that?
Garturk.
Sorry, so you're still there now, yeah? You can still... Is that where your GP practice is? Is that the address your GP practice is under?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. No, and it's 15 number... 15... So it's a flat 2?
Flat 02.
50, right, okay. Well, I've got it. Perfect, okay, Stephen. All right, so I've got all of that. So, as I say, we will do everything we need to do on our side. We'll get all of the documents out to you as soon as. We have done that. We will be in touch with yourself, and we'll just keep you updated every 3 to 4 weeks, just let you know where we're up to and how we're getting on. If you do have any anything you want to get in touch about in the future, any questions, or just simply someone to talk to about it, then you've got our contact number, so please do get in touch. Give us a call, and we'll all be more than happy to help.
Okay, thank you.
All right, not a problem, Steve. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Sure, bye.
Cheers. Bye.